Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
Everybody, this is Amanda
and I'm Ashley,
and this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, a podcast,
and
episode freaking 69.
And Amanda's motherfucking birthday episode that lands on her birthday.
The timing, like the planets aligned perfectly to gift me with this gem.
And there was no way I was not going to let this episode be made. I came back from vacation exhausted and shit went down yesterday, so we couldn't record. So we are literally recording this on a Wednesday, and I'm going to edit and upload this as soon as possible. So it is out on that beautiful Thursday, May 12th, which is my darling Amanda's birthday. Please send her all the love and buy her so many milkshakes. I'm posting her Venmo everywhere.
Oh, fuck.
Everybody better buy her a milkshake because she deserves the world, especially after this year.
Can I just get like unlimited tragedy milkshake?
Absolutely.
Dude.
If we made if we compile a list of all the shit Amanda has gone through within a 6 month span, she would probably get a tragedy milkshake at least once a week.
100%.
And well deserved as well. So,
well, everybody, yeah. Holy fuck. My birthday present this year is the fact that this episode is episode 69.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. I would love to say that this is one of my favorite numbers for any reason other than it just makes me fucking laugh.
Can, like, I tell you, like, the stupidest thing that has been making me laugh lately?
Is it more of Mance and his chairs?
No, that still makes me laugh, though. My Starbucks points, because I'm a Starbucks person. I get my little Starbucks stars that add up. And twice now, I've had it once be 666 and once, and then today it was 420. And I laughed so hard. So that's just been, you know, since we're talking about numbers.
I love that I am 35 years old and I still laugh hysterically at 69.
Yeah. And 420 blaze it, dog.
And I'm always like super hella stoked if I get 666 at any point.
Mm-hmm. And please, people at like fast food places or at grocery stores or little regular stores, I don't know, someone at Daiso did this to me once too. Don't add a penny or take away a penny. I want it to be 666.
No, I want the devil's mark. How dare you?
Luck. Thank you. You don't know what my religion is.
How dare you assume I'm not a Satanist?
This is already so off the rails.
This is already phenomenal. I mean, we said before you hit the record button that this was going to be a fucking fun one.
Poor man had to sit through me complaining for like an hour and a half. So
it just, okay. So like, I don't know that I necessarily woke up choosing violence today, but by the end of the day, violence is definitely what I'm about. So all I'm going to say is we're lucky Amanda doesn't have a Discord. Otherwise,
Jesus Christ. There's also a lot going on in wrestling right now. The only thing I was going to mention was, hey, people, if you don't understand what foreign people are saying in their messages, maybe don't assume they're having mental breakdowns. Maybe they're just, you know, actually trying to get their point across. Because Kota Ibushi went off on New Japan this week.
Oh, fuck.
And a lot of people were like, I hope he's okay. I hope he's doing all right. He seems like kind of like not all there. And I'm like, can we just like leave Ibushi alone? Like, maybe he's trying to get out the fact that like shit's not right with New Japan.
Oh my God.
And people were like using Google Translate. Not, I don't know, like specifically the person who was going through like his main tweets where it was like trying to explain them using Google Translate, but I did see a fair amount of people using Google Translate to use it. There's so many phrases and context and things that we don't understand and don't use as English speakers that people in Japan use. So let's just not fucking do that. Like, I don't like when that shit happens.
I'm gonna say this. I'm sure I'll catch some shit for it. White people ruin everything.
We really just need to...
White people need to stop. I'm a white person. I need to stop. Everybody, if you are white, just shut up for a second.
I don't know. It really bothered me. This happened before, too, with something else. And I fucking hated it.
I vaguely remember you bringing that up.
And it was just like, oh, so-and-so is having a mental breakdown. It's like, no, they're just trying to get their point across. Like, they're not having a goddamn mental breakdown. He's just saying there's some shitty stuff happening and maybe people should start recognizing that, you know, not everything's perfect. Oh. He's not trying to get out of his contract. He's just saying there's shady stuff happening.
I will say this also. Wrestling as a whole fandom is very dramatic.
Absolutely.
Like, that definitely doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, what's a shoot? What's not a shoot? What's for realsies? What's not for realsies?
With the for realsies. Oh, I have some tea. I don't know if it's true or not. This is 100% what wrestling does to you as a person.
Let's hear it.
Amanda
has wrestling tea? What?
You probably, like, it's wrestling tea that, like, I am sure I am the last person to know because, one, nobody gives a shit, and, two, I'm sure it's not as big a deal as I just gasped and was excited when I saw the tweet.
Okay.
I think it was a tweet and not an Instagram post, but who knows, whatever. So Rhea Ripley is dating Buddy Matthews?
Yeah.
I'm not mad about this coupling.
Yeah, it I don't know. It seems interesting.
Can Rhea Ripley go to House of Black and not be whatever Edge is doing right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
also
a thing.
We as a collective have not watched any WWE.
No, I forgot that Backlash was on. I was also in Hawaii. So I wasn't watching wrestling.
Well, we barely even... I didn't watch WrestleMania.
That's a lie. I was watching wrestling in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. I wasn't watching wrestling in Japan. In Japan, in Hawaii. Jesus fucking Christ.
I was watching Japanese wrestling, though. I was watching DDT.
Okay, so I was fucking close. Yeah. You were watching...
We're there.
That's what we were doing.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my wrestling tea, is that they're dating each other. I'm not mad about it. Things are ad. I haven't watched WWE or AEW in a very long time, and I feel like I'm slacking. So I feel like I need to get back on like a schedule with this shit.
Yeah. Well, we're missing AEW right now, but that's okay. It's fine. It wasn't I don't think the boys were booked for anything. And by the boys, I mean best friends, which, god damn it, Tony Khan, do something, please.
I feel like he's going to break them up.
I don't know.
Oh, also, can we do a fucking brief shout out to Jake something on fucking Dark?
Jake something. What's his name? Jake something.
It's so good.
Perfect boy. Perfect sweet boy was on AEW Dark, and he did so good, even though he had to fight Jay Lethal. Whatever. So big. Give him other people. Jay Lethal. No. Also, on Dark Elevation, Tony Deppen was on.
I saw.
So our little indie loves are doing great jobs.
God damn it, Tony Deppen. I'm so mad that I like him now. It's infuriating. Oh, briefly, someone reminded me that it was WWE Backlash, and they were like, your boy's on right now. And I'm like, who's he even fighting? I'm like, who does he have beef with? So he had beef with another WWE favorite of mine, Seth Rollins. It was actually a very fun match. I caught the ass end of it. You know, as I am watching Cody on WWE, these little snippets that I am seeing across social media, I feel like Cody Rhodes is a fucking WWE wrestler. Like,
he's a guy. He's a guy.
Full vibe screams WWE. Have you seen that fucking neck tattoo?
He's deaf a guy.
E neck tattoo. Bigger. I can't wait for that meme to come true, or it's just like across his face.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Okay, so I think that's everything. Do we need to update anything else? You guys got your t-shirts?
Yes. Oh, speaking of numbers that we were talking about earlier, if you would like a 2XL, an XL, or a large, we have exactly one 2XL, two XLs, and three larges. So get those orders in if you'd like a shirt. And that's only for the 3Bs.
Yeah, because we didn't make extras of the originals.
No. So I have to print off a couple.
And then is that black or white?
That's just black.
Because nobody wants a white t-shirt.
No one wants a white shirt except for Amanda. So I had to specially make one for her only.
Yeah.
So no one order any more white.
Don't order any more.
Because I have to change screens and it's real annoying.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Only for you. Only for you. It's your birthday.
I get a white t-shirt. I love that no one else, not a single other person bought a white t-shirt.
No.
Oh, update. So the episode comes out on my birthday, and then the very next day is Friday the 13th, which is one of my favorite holidays.
Yes.
And I decided to treat yourself to a PCW fucking event.
Hell yeah.
Which, I know some of the names on their card.
Nick fucking Wayne, baby Nick Wayne.
There.
And then his puka shells.
Oh my God, I fucking hate his puka shells so much. So yeah, I'm going to go check out that promotion and see what it's about. I'm actually just kind of excited to be at wrestling.
Yeah, I'm a little sad I'm not going, but I literally need to reset my clock because I'm so tired.
This one starts at 5:30 and it doesn't end until 11:30.
Holy shit, there wasn't that much shit on the card.
Well, I guess they've added it because they were like 5:30 motherfuckers, but you know me, I'm gonna be late.
Yeah, like, probably.
I don't know how to get anywhere on time.
I think Yuya's wrestling in this one too, which, send me pictures of that giant man, thank you.
I will do my best. I make no promises. Also, next Saturday is fucking GCW.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This kicks off another insane wrestling month because we have GCW next week. And then the first we have, finally, for my little heart, AEW.
Finally.
So we have AEW on the first and on the third.
Yep. That's right, we do.
And if anyone wants to know, I will not be alive any longer on May 22nd because I am seeing Drew Parker on May 21st. So
bounced and now you're dead.
Get your, you know, everyone tell me that you love me now, because R.A.P. Ashley.
So I'm just going to get a picture with you and Drew Parker and then you die and then I just carry your body.
Yeah, I'm just a little ghost now. You got to do this podcast with like a little ghost.
A little ghost, Ashley. That's mm-hmm. fucking incredible. I'm actually totally okay with that.
You know, oh my God. I can't even say it because no one knows what it is. So we're supposed to have a book club. And I have not finished the book. But Amanda made the perfect little mascot for our book club. I believe that was probably me after I meet Drew Parker, or just even see Drew Parker.
Oh my God, this was me fortune telling the future.
Yeah, you made me that little guy.
Well, if Ashley ever finishes the fucking book, we'll have a Count Out family book club episode.
I'm making my way through it now.
I hope you're more involved this time.
I am.
Okay. Okay.
Let's go back to Amanda's old school wrestling corner.
Oh, yes. Amanda's old school. I don't know why I'm using my finger as a mustache, but I feel like a mustache would be really cool right now. Also,
I've thrown this pen around my entire screen.
You're very pointy today. I like it. So since it's my birthday, that means I get to choose what we're going to talk about. And we are going to talk about, honestly, I can tell you exactly why this happened. We're going to talk about Macho Man versus Jake the Snake when he got bit by Jake the Snake's snake. So this came about because I had a Slim Jim at work. Dude, it gets better. Hold on. So like, I haven't thought of Macho Man in quite some time, but I had a Slim Jim at work and somebody, as I was walking down the hall eating my Slim Jim, somebody was like, is that a fucking Slim Jim? And I was like, fuck yeah, man. And then they were like, wasn't the offense, the fucking audacity of these people that don't know wrestling. They were like, wasn't there some wrestler that like endorsed them entirely in the 90s? And I'm like, yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage. And then like a total fucking clown, I went, snap into a Slim Jim, and like snapped my Slim Jim in half.
That's hilarious.
It's amazing. So then, you know, I was just thinking about Macho Man a lot. So I vaguely remember this being talked about. Was it on Dark Side of the Ring where they talked about the snake bite? Or I don't know. Recently, a clip of the snake bite came up and I was like, this would be the sickest thing to fucking watch. So we watched it. Turns out this wasn't even a real match.
Yeah.
This was just Jake the Snake and Macho Man shit talking the fuck out of each other. Which I have to say, these two shit talking, like, they're very good at it.
Yeah. So I actually, because I know you sent me the links, but I found a clip. Well, not a clip, but like a different upload than the one you sent me. It was the same match, but it had the promos before and after.
Oh, fuck.
And so specifically the match, not the, because we did a kind of two different parts to this
yeah, because it's like an ongoing feud between them.
Yeah. So the one that I saw that was pre the match was it was Jake the Snake talking about how like it was so creepy. Like he was talking about how like he looked into or how Macho Man was gonna look into his eyes and his eyes are cold and dead and like there's just two big black circles like staring at him. But when Jake the Snake looks back into Elizabeth's eyes, like they're just so small and always so scared. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? That's so scary. And then it cuts to like the man can cut a fuck. Like Jake the Snake can cut a fucking promo. Absolutely.
100%.
Then it cuts to Macho Man and he is like going off on one. Like he is pissed because someone's talking about Elizabeth. No one's allowed to talk about Elizabeth.
How dare you?
So then what you see at the beginning of the match you sent me was like Macho Man kind of starts going after Jake the Snake, like from the jump, yeah, he runs out of the promo.
Yes. Okay. Because we also covered Tuesday in Texas, Macho Man versus Jake the Snake. And he does. Macho Man just comes fucking running out in his goddamn ridiculous hat.
I wanted to say in my notes, I did write down, this might have been the most ridiculous outfit I've ever seen Macho Man in, but then it's Macho Man, so I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, this one's top five for sure. Which, okay, but can I tell you how this is why Macho Man is one of my favorites? Because he was like very masculine and like would wear some of the gaudiest outfits.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Jesus Snake has like flame pants on or something. And like Macho Man comes out in fucking neon colors with fringe and a cowboy hat with sequins and cheetah print.
And like was the hat neon green with like, or the feather in the hat was like neon green?
I think so. Something was fucking neon green.
That's very green.
That hat was so tall.
Yeah.
And it had so much stuff on it.
It was a look.
It was so a look. So like the Tuesday in Texas match is after.
Oh, right. So let's go back to the snake.
Okay. Snake bite. First off, in Jake the Snake talking shit, I just want to point out that this man on the mic is hot fire. Like, he cuts a fucking promo.
Yeah.
He suggests that maybe Macho Man should borrow Piper's skirt.
Yeah. And Roddy Piper's just sitting there like, why the fuck are you dragging me into this?
Dude, Roddy Piper 100% is like, why me?
Yeah.
Dude. And so it was like Macho Man is wearing a shirt that says reinstate Macho Man, which I need to get my hands on some sort of shirt that says this because it was fucking hilarious. Yeah. Again, I love wrestling. They promote their own merch and it makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. I need everybody to just take this on. Bands, it's time. Let's start wearing our own t-shirts to our shows. Do it. So finally, Macho Man can't take any more of Jake the Snake talking shit. So he just fucking runs down there and proceeds to get kind of his ass kicked. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I was slightly surprised Macho Man didn't do more before he got tangled up in the ropes.
I think he was really expecting that snake and he didn't want to do it.
He did not want to do it. So then also, like, I didn't realize until I watched it closer, like, it's a fucking King Cobra snake. This is not a cute snake.
It looks so...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So fake, but then I know it's not fake, and that makes it even funnier because the little guy is just like, boop, boop,
boop. His stupid little snake face.
So cute.
Okay.
Head. Then,
oh my fucking god. And Jake the Snake is holding this thing like it is not a fucking venomous snake.
Which he was devenomed. Shoot wise, he was devenomed.
But that is still a cobra that you have in your hand, sir. Can we treat it with some respect? He treated it like it was a wet noodle.
His little dumb face. I keep thinking about his little dumb... Amanda, please, in the graphic, you have to find his little dumb face.
Okay, I will do my best to find a stupid fucking... I will find his face. There's got to be so many camera angles of that face.
I will find you a picture of that little cobra.
Please do.
His little dumb face.
Can I put stick figure arms on it?
is coming for with a Slim Jim in it.
Holy shit, yes.
Oh my god. This is what happens when I haven't talked to Amanda for actually like a whole week, and we just lose our goddamn minds. So
this is perfect. This is what we needed on our birthday, on our birthday
episode. On our birthday.
Shit, whatever. Who's your birthday? Okay, but then so Macho Man's tied up in the ropes. The snake has bit him.
Yeah, he's on there.
He's not coming off of Macho Man's arm.
And it's graphic.
So I found out this was like aired on a fucking Sunday morning or some bullshit. Like people were not ready for this.
There's children in the audience.
There are horrified people in the audience. Like, dude, panning to the audience was one of my favorite parts because the look of horror across so many faces.
Little boy crying.
There was. He's so devastated. He thought Macho Man was going to die. But then like, Roddy Piper runs down and I'm like, Piper, I love you, but really, what are you going to do here? And then okay, listen, I love the whole Miss Elizabeth and Macho Man thing. I think it's great packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand this is the very early days of women in WWE and they didn't have a fucking place and they didn't know what to do with them. Why the fuck is Miss Elizabeth running out? Miss Elizabeth, you're not going near the snake.
Don't. And then she got very close to the snake. Like,
I will say that she did get very close to it, but like, I don't know. It just cracked me up. I'm like, motherfuckers, what are you gonna do right now?
Yeah.
I don't remember how the snake let go, but all of a sudden the snake is not on Macho Man's arm anymore.
Yeah.
And it's back to being a wet noodle in fucking Jake the Snake's hand.
Oh my god. But that fucking snake, man.
And then Macho Man decides he's not done yet. So nope. He's gonna get back in the ring.
This went on for so long. So much longer than I thought.
It did. And they brought a stretcher out. My favorite part is the commentator, which is Vince McMahon. He's the only one left.
Yeah.
And you hear him over the microphone just going, the venom is gonna kick in any moment now and Macho Man is gonna be paralyzed. And we're just like and then dude, there is no kayfabe acting like this era of WWE. Like, it's fucking gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I swear to God, Macho Man is like, that's right, there's venom in the fucking snake. The snake bit me. And he's like fighting, but not fighting. And it's like,
yeah.
It's so silly. But it's still so good.
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my fucking God. And then Roddy Piper comes into the ring and like gets fucking Macho Man out. Oh my god. And then it just like pans to Jake with the pool noodle snake in his hand and he's just got like the fucking gnarliest smile on his face.
It was so good.
It was like, so good.
And so then I guess what I read, and I think you probably read it too, please go ahead and check that message if you can. What they said was that it was too graphic and they only showed it with a big X over the screen.
Okay, Ashley sent me a message of the dumb snake face. So tomorrow you have to look on our social media so that you can see this fucking snake's face. Oh my god, I can't wait to put a Slim Jim in its hand.
Look at his little face.
It's so goddamn dumb.
You almost like when he's the one where he's biting Macho Man needs like a word bubble that says like, I'll step into your Slim Jim or something. Something real stupid. I don't know.
These fucking graphics this time, guys, are gonna be so good.
I just love his dumb little face so much.
Oh my fucking god. Okay.
He's beautiful.
Red.
Yeah. So yeah, they could only show it with a big X over the screen. They could not show it. It was like super controversial. But do you want to talk about what happened after that?
You should tell it, because I just know, I didn't read too far into it. I just know that this was planned. Macho Man agreed to it and was like, okay, so my favorite part is Macho Man's like, that thing's devenomized, right? And Jake the Snake's like, yeah, totally. And so Macho Man's like, let that thing bite you first to prove it.
Yeah.
So he does, which if you've watched The Dark Side of the Ring, anything with Jake the Snake, he will flat out tell you he is afraid of these fucking snakes.
Yeah.
So the fact that he allowed that thing to bite him just for the bit is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Yeah. So then I guess Randy Savage said that after he got bit, his arm blew up, and like 5 days later he had to go to the hospital because he had a fever of like 104 or something, and God, they couldn't believe it was a snake bite. And so his whole joke was like, oh, they said that the snake was devenomed, but maybe I wasn't. But then the fucking snake died.
Dude, Macho Man is straight up the original Chuck Norris.
Oh my God. Macho Man killed that snake.
Macho Man straight killed that snake. 100%. Do you think, and I hate to speak ill, but do you think it was the steroids?
I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly, sorry, allegedly.
I don't know. What would have killed that snake? The snake died 12 days later.
100%, it had to have been Macho Man. Macho Man is the original Chuck Norris. I will fucking make a sticker. I swear to God. And he even had a fucking Chuck Norris line.
Yeah.
Oh, the snake was devenomized, but I wasn't. Like, get the hell out of here, Macho Man. What?
Yeah, and Jake was sad that the snake died.
Of course he was.
He loved the cobra because the cobra was the less heavy of the snakes he had to carry around.
Which is fucking hilarious to me that he had a favorite one. He doesn't like snakes.
No.
But he had a favorite one, and it wasn't because like it was cool or scary. It was because it was the least heavy.
Yeah, but he ended up bonding with it. So that's kind of sweet.
Oh, Jake the Snake. I hope Jake the Snake has a snake tattoo.
Maybe.
I mean, that's silly, but oh my God, I'm getting a Jake the Snake tattoo. And you want to know what
Holy
it's going to be?
Holy shit.
It's going to be stupid, dumb face cobra with a Jake the Snake mullet.
Oh my God.
Perfect. With a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Oh my
As
God.
As revenge, she's holding a Slim Jim.
Bro, that's what killed him. Is Macho Man was eating too many Slim Jims, and that fucking killed the snake.
Oh my God, wait, what is this? I have to show you this too.
Oh man.
Sorry. Again, this episode is off the rails. I'm so sorry.
We like it.
So then we talked. We had the match. That kind of was part of the storyline of this all. But because there was so much interest in the angle after this, because Jake the Snake was being so threatening towards Elizabeth was coming out in these outfits too. Holy shit, like she came out in a fucking solid gold dress.
She came out, okay, I'm gonna say this, we don't have to go into the specifics of this match, I'm sure this episode is long enough also. We could just kind of pinpoint some really awesome parts. 100% Miss Elizabeth came out in the most ridiculous dress.
Yeah,
like, again, I know this is the very beginning of women in WWE. We don't know what to do with them, but like, what?
Solid gold dress. Like,
solid gold. We already talked about the hat. Yeah. I'm looking over my notes right now. And like, my favorite part was Macho Man hit Jake the Snake on the head. And then Jake the Snake was like, I'm fucking done now. I'm done. I'm going, fuck you guys. And like, pissily left the ring, headed towards the locker room.
Yeah, the match was really quick. And I know that they did have a couple matches throughout this whole feud. I think it was just so interesting to see like that this whole thing just started with promos, and that they're, this is both like really good promo work from both of them.
100%.
It's really fun to watch that angle of it. But I think this is the first match I've seen of Macho Man's where he's like not waited like for the pomp and circumstance to like start, or like,
no,
like he came out full raging.
Mm-hmm. What? Because you don't talk about Elizabeth.
That's true. He just, he heard Jake's music and he fucking ran
out in his little outfit. Also, Macho Man is not a small man.
No.
Mm-hmm. But he looks small standing next to Jake the Snake.
It's definitely like they have met their match.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking hell. Also, Jake the Snake is feeding us body. Holy shit, with that six pack.
Well, he was saying too in the story thing that I read that he got super jacked for a second. Because he didn't want, like, he had neck surgery, and so like he was like trying to recover from his neck surgery really quick. So he kind of like got super jacked and worked out a whole bunch and stuff, and like got a lot of upper body muscles. And Vince was like, no, we don't want you to look like that. If we wanted Hogan to have a snake, we would give Hogan a snake. We want you to be sensuous and sexual and smooth. And I was like, ew.
I don't know if I would ever use those adjectives for Jake the Snake.
I think he's more like, he has kind of the villain vibe, like very
100%. Yeah, but sensual. Sexual, is he using S words because there's a snake involved? He's talking about the snake. Vince is talking about the snake. That's
he wants the snake to be sexual. Sexual snake.
And slithery.
And smooth.
And smooth. There you go. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Vince was 100% talking about the snake.
Yeah. So he like ended up cutting a bunch of weight because he had to go back to being like more slim versus his like jacked ass body.
Well, he's giving us great body in this match. Like, holy shit, Jake, way to go, bud.
I was trying to think like who you could compare him to nowadays. And I couldn't think of anything.
I don't really have anybody.
Yeah,
but I feel like the
have someone, but I'm not gonna say it.
Will you send it to me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I need to know. You have to tell me at least.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you.
What else we got? We got a DDT. I don't know what Randy had in his hand at the end of the match.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
Like, it looked like, I don't even know how to describe what it looked like. It looked like a briefcase, but it wasn't. And then it looked like it was metal, but maybe not. I don't know. It was weird. I don't know where the fuck it came from. And I tried to back it up and watch it again, and I still don't know where that fucking thing came from.
Huh.
And then, of course, Miss Elizabeth comes out in her gold-ass fucking dress.
Gold-ass dress.
You know that thing was heavy.
Yeah.
And Jake the Snake grabs Elizabeth by the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Macho Man has won the match at this point.
Oh yeah, the match actually ended very quickly.
It ended hours ago.
Yeah.
But they keep fighting, obviously, and then Jake goes and gets a snake from under the ring, which seems like an odd place to leave your snake, but I'm not gonna tell you what to do with your pet. So then he gets the snake, and then Elizabeth comes running out in her heavy ass gold dress, trying to protect Macho Man. So she's like in the ring trying to throw her body over her big ass husband while he's rolling around.
Oh my God.
And then Jake grabs her by her hair and slaps the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Which Macho Man didn't see this. He was not awake. He was dead on the floor. But I have to imagine the match after this match, Macho Man tore Jake up.
Yeah, I think that he broke his nose.
Oh shit.
I can't remember if it ended up happening in this match or the next match, but I'm pretty sure it's the next match.
This was so good, dude. I would look like Jake the Snake Macho Man feud, by far one of the best storylines that Vince came up with, or whoever did.
Yeah, I like that they said, like, there was a couple things I read them and people were saying it was super brief, like this whole angle, but it was more like, it was a good angle because it was a personal vendetta versus it being for like title or pride or anything. It was just, they angled it that it was two men who fucking despised each other. And it was like just pushed every fucking boundary that they could. And it was something that they probably could have done like in later years. But because they did it so early on, it was very, very like kind of groundbreaking in that way.
I believe it. The shock and awe of the audience alone.
That tiny baby was scarred for life.
That tiny baby is now a grown man that has problems.
And I think a lot of people were saying that too. It was like, if you saw this as a kid, it was very shocking. Like, it was terrifying to see that snake come out and bite that man.
Oh, totally. Well, like, as a grown-ass woman, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, shit, it's locked on.
Yeah, it's fully locked on.
And then now, like, now I've seen it so many times where, like, I can watch it now. And I'm like, look at this dumbass snake's face.
Yeah, look at this little guy. Look at him. He's just smiling.
He's totally just smiling. He's
just cheesing.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm also wearing my Macho Man tank.
Hell yeah.
Because it was Macho Man recording day. Too fun. But yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I chose this. We got so many good laughs out of this.
It was so good.
And all because of a goddamn Slim Jim.
Yeah.
This is how it happens, guys. This is how the magic happens. Most of the time.
Yeah. We just need a tiny break away from each other. And
and then you
a
get
very silly snake match. And you get this gold.
A very silly snake match. Oh, title of the episode.
Very silly snake match. Perfect. I'm writing it down. Because I gotta edit this real quick and write a whole bunch of stuff.
I'll write the description.
I was gonna say, I did make a quick post on like my personal stuff. But I just wanted to say a big thank you to everyone who's been downloading stuff lately, because our downloads jumped pretty high for our weeklies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually not big into numbers and stuff, but I just want to say thank you to the new listeners and the old listeners and everyone in between, because it's kind of cool. It's whatever.
We have a thing and you guys listen to it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal or anything. It's fine. It's whatever. But, you know, thanks and stuff.
Huge shout out. It is pretty fantastic that anybody wants to listen to our bullshit.
Yeah, seeing as we're like massive dorks and like half the time don't know what we're talking about. And it's fun that I get to do this with my best friend and get to do silly things like celebrate her birthday in this way. And I'm glad I dragged her into wrestling. So,
oh, dude, I'm grateful for wrestling.
But I mean, I could go on and on about Amanda.
We could have a whole another episode.
It could be all mush and like real lovey-dovey stuff. Everyone knows I love her. It's fine.
Okay. Let's close it out. Let's be done for the night.
Oh yeah. So if you want Amanda's Venmo, look for it. I'm posting it everywhere tomorrow. Well, today, because it's the episode, but it's Wednesday. Oh. So, yes.
Okay.
Buy Amanda a milkshake. That's number one.
Number two, you can find us on Twitter at
TTW Pod,
or on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod. You can buy one of 6 shirts that we have available in stock. Once again, that's 3 largest 2XLs and 1 2XL.
Of the three B's.
That's all we got.
Okay.
And we have stickers and shit too. But at how to talk to your friend about wrestling.bigcartel.com.
Boom.
And tell Amanda happy birthday and tell her how much you love her because she's real great. And I think she's real great too. And yeah, have a great rest of your week.
Yeah, drink water, be nice to people, and
don't forget to tell me how much you love me, because I will be you know, a ghost.
Right. You have to tell Ashley that you love her before the 21st, because yeah, she turns into a ghost.
Yes.
100%. Oh, well, my God.
I Casper it out on the 22nd.
God, I cannot wait for this. Okay. That's everything. Have a good one, folks. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.